The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You, might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You've gotta wait 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 20th of September 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning, my lord, the tailor, fine armor, the seeker of shards, and the reason we have a mature round this morning at the top of the show, Alexander Jenna!
Hail and greetings!
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
I am busy pounding out crude stone blocks.
Crude stone blocks.
The thing is, you know, if I don't know why they're so crude. I'm taking my time on them. They should be finished stone blocks, but they're crude.
Well, why are you doing them?
Because A-Rock wants to build a pyramid.
A pyramid. That's
so I guess he can roll in his pyramid. A-Rock will roll. Get it? No.
That's gonna be a lot of stone blocks to make pyramid. I mean, depending on how large of a pyramid he wants to make.
I think he says he's gonna go an Aztecan type pyramid. It's gonna be a pyramid to A-Rock.
Pyramid to A-Rock. All right.
I just figured if I make the stone blocks, my name is all over them. It's like writing graffiti ahead of time. I like it.
True.
Every time he looks at it, he'll know. You'll see my name on those stone blocks.
And that's more than the Israelites can say.
That's true. I'm carving my name into each and every one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, he was wanting to know if somebody could make stone blocks. I was like, well, yeah, let me see what you do. He's wanting to know if Krima had all her carpentry books, and she's got just about all of them. I don't know if I got her the Drundle ones or not, you know, but everything else, yeah. I said, well, what do you need? He wanted stone blocks, and I remember that those stone blocks are recipe books that you can get from the Moors.
Yeah.
By faction, I believe. You do a little bit of faction enough, and you can buy the recipe scrolls or whatever.
Oh, there you go.
And I got them all. And there, you don't have to be a specific class to use them. Anybody can use them.
Right.
So, I'm pounding out crude rocks. I think I got 140 of them done so far, so I'm doing another.
That's a lot of rock.
He can tip his island over. I'm hoping this island will tip. He wants to do it on one of the islands.
So he's hoping that.
So I'm stacking all the stone bricks on one side of his island. I'm gonna hope it'll tilt. Just because.
Oh, okay. Sure, why not?
I just realized something though. You know, before they had the pack it all in a box feature. Yeah. You know, when somebody wanted you to make stuff for them, you had all these things you had to put in your pocket because you had no place else to put them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So me putting all those blocks up there is going to be zapped away in a blink of an eye when he just packed the crate.
Yep.
That's so sad. Oh, that's okay. He owes me.
Yep, he owes you big for all of those blocks.
Yes, I told him he's got to take me out so I can get my breastplate.
There you go.
I have all the other Rygor stuff, and I need a breastplate. And I really don't want to have to pay for it. I would really like to earn it.
Tell Eric to shut the dog up, please.
Well, that's... Go put him out or something. I got the cat a toy. And, it's one of those balls in a track type thing. It's circular. This one chirps. And, you know, I was trying to get Hobbs occupied with something else besides pouncing on Mal. Well, the dog seems to think it's a toy for him. He will go over and nose the thing across the floor, the whole unit across the floor, just to make it chirp. And then he barks at it.
That's all fine and dandy, just not while I'm doing the show.
I'm sorry. And yes, true, quit taking your shirt off and showing your bare chest. He keeps showing. Yes, I want your Forest Stalker halberk or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
He's taking his shirt off again and showing me his shirt.
Jerk. Anyway.
So, like, True, are you saying you're going to give me the shirt off your back, literally?
No, we can't give it to you.
But then, we can always talk about, you know, Zan's cheesy toes.
Zan has toe cheese?
No, she has cheesy toes. There's a difference. There's toe cheese, which is not good, and then there's cheesy toes. It's when you dip the toes in cheese.
Is that put out by Lay's or something?
Yeah, it's a new product, cheesy toes.
Okay, then.
It's kind of like the snack product that George Carlin tried to put out.
What?
New Nabisco Tits.
Tits!
Corn chits. Rice tits. Tater tits. Bet you just can't eat one. New sour cream and onion tits. All right.
We have sour cream and onion chips.
Chips, not tits. But anyway.
Oh, sorry.
I'll let everyone know right now, starting next week, we're going to start back up with games on the show. Live games. This one is actually going to involve a voice chat channel. So what we're going to do, the game is going to be called Kiting El Quinjena.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Kiting El Quinjena. And what we're going to end up doing here, I'm actually ripping this off from a radio station here in the Seattle area. So what we're going to do, if you're going to want to participate, you send me a tell. We invite you into the voice chat channel. And you're going to have, and then we're going to send Elquin out of the room, and we'll have the boy sitting in her seat to make sure that she can't hear anything.
You know you have to contend with the boy at that point.
I've already told him about it. He said fine.
All right, fine.
And we're going to ask 10 questions in 60 seconds. And then we will ask Elquin the same 10 questions in 60 seconds. You're going to get 3 guesses per question, and you can pass as many times as you want. And if you get more questions correct than Elquin, then you win whatever it is that we're giving away that week.
Easy win, folks. Easy win.
Now, they're just going to be general knowledge questions. They may not even be about EverQuest. If you don't win, we're still giving stuff away. If you do not win, then I will ask people to send me a tell. Just say hi or hail or whatever. And however many questions correct Elquin got, let's say you got 5 right and 1. I will say, all right, everyone, send me a hail. And everyone sends me a hail. And the 5th person I see come across my screen gets the prize. So that's the way it's going to work. We're going to start that next week when we broadcast live from the AFK Tavern in Everett, Washington. If you're in the Western Washington area and can easily get to Everett and would like to come to the AFK Tavern to listen to us live or maybe even participate in the show, we'll let you on. We'll have you say hi. We'll interview you. That's fine. AFK Tavern, Everett, Washington. That is the 27th of September, and we'll be there. Well, we'll be there, you know, just after 6 or whatever to set up. But, of course, the show will run from 7 to 9. So, how does that game sound, Ian?
Like an easy win for lots of people.
Either that, or you know what? If you're losing a lot, we can always switch. You can come up with the questions, and you know, and I'll go away. Well, you know, we'll give it a try.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll try that next week from the AFK Tavern. Just a reminder to everyone, the Insy Winsy Spider is going on right now. Antonia Vale server.
Somebody paid the rent?
What was it out before?
Yeah, I heard the rent was due and the doors were locked and somebody needed to go pay the rent.
Uh-oh. I haven't heard. I don't know. But they're supposed to be going on right now for Bale Court, South Kinos, Antonia Vale server under the Spider.
Yep, they're up and running. Somebody paid the rent.
Yay! Sarah says they're up and running. Alright. Rent got paid. Shard paid it. Shard doesn't pay for anything unless there's heavy amounts of booze involved. Oh. Giving her free reign of the bar, are ya? Alrighty. Okay, now that I fixed the problem in my house, I think I'll put it back up on the housing thing.
What was wrong with your house?
Oh, I misplaced one of the house portals, the one that said that it was going to the stage. I forgot that I had put it up on the back balcony so I could work on the pipe organ. So when everyone was going to the stage, they were actually going up in the air where I was working on the pipe organ.
Nice. Surprise!
Surprise, you're up in the air. Do, and you can't fly. Anyway.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah. Alright, so let's see. What kind of notes do we got this week? There are new things.
There's new things.
Oh, old things first. The Moonlight Enchantments are going on right now. To the best of my knowledge, there are no new items in the Moonlight Enchantments from the last time. But
I do have a birthday. I'm going to try and scroll back and find it.
Okay, if it's the one that Spiders from the Crush World server told you, I already got it on my list.
Okay, yeah.
So I've already got that. Let's see. There are new items in the marketplace. New here. Doom, 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 doom. There is a new house. Let's see. There is the Mount Duel Astronomer's Tower. And I just checked that out. That's just like the, God, I can't think of the name of the zone.
Tower of the Moon in,
The Tower of the Moon in Majdur.
Yeah.
So there is that. There is a Mount Duel Astronomer's Telescope that you can also get as a house item.
Yeah, but I don't like that one as well.
Not liking that one?
No.
Okay.
But in the tower, you get the doohickey with all the moons and planets spinning. One that costs like buku bucks to put in your guild house.
Yeah, you get that for free if you get the Mad Duel Tower.
You can't move it. It's part of the building, but you get it.
Well, you know, that's probably why it's there. It's probably part of the original thing. You just can't get it out of there. Let's see. What else is new? Or super new?
There's a bunch of plushies.
The
Djinn plushies.
Yes, the Djinn Wayfarer, the Djinn Warrior, Spellweaver, Spellworker, Djinn Master has four arms. Let's see.
You better massage you with Master.
Hmm.
I mean, if you ever wanted your own personal djinns, hey.
Djinn.
Now's the time. Why do they call them djinns and not genies? Because they're evil?
I don't know. Not a clue. Alright, let's see here. We do have birthdays. Okay, so we do have birthdays this week. Let's see here, get my notes here. Guide. Inosuke Greenleaf. Guide Inosuke Greenleaf. Not sure what server the guide is on, but you're on my Facebook, and apparently it's her birthday. Not sure of the character names on these two people, but it's Ann Hosler and Jim Brady. Again, I don't know what their character names are, but they're on my Facebook, so there we go. Divix, I think I'm saying that correctly. Divix from the Crushbone server. Their birthday is this week. Trueflight and Xanadai's daughter, Gabrielle's birthday is this week. Let's see here. And Linda Brass Carlson is this week, along with Domino.
And Amy just had a birthday, too.
Oh, that's right. Amy did as well, but her birthday, for some reason, is on private and did not show up on my list. But I did see people...
we found out anyway.
Yeah, we did see people wishing her a happy birthday.
That's pretty much a dead giveaway.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, folks, and for all those lovely people, here go the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so congratulations on another year. Congratulations for not dying. You know, I think we're going to have some business cards made up. Just little business cards. Though I may get in trouble for it. I scooted down to a 7-Eleven today because I was needing a sugar fix. So I thought I'd get some jelly beans. And going along, and this very attractive woman walked by me. A little bit older than me, but she walked by. She had a nice rack. She was very lovely. And I just thought to myself, you know what? I wish I had business cards. On one side, the side that I would have up when I handed it to them would just say, congratulations. And when you flip it over, it would say, you got great boobs.
Oh, God.
How long do you think I could pass those out before the cops get called?
No, or you get smacked.
Congratulations. You've got a phenomenal rack.
Oh, God. Yeah, you might get smacked. Perv smack!
Not a perv, I'm just admiring the artwork.
Yeah.
A lot of artwork going on in downtown Everett. No, actually, there were statues. There are bronze statues all over Everett.
Yeah.
I've started taking pictures of them, and I'm going to start posting them on Twitter, saying that there is a Gorgon running amok in Everett, turning people to stone. Oh, yeah, they've even got squirrels.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got, like, some of the businesses have little ledges in front of their front windows where they have flowers and stuff. Well, there are a few stone squirrels, too, or bronze squirrels. They're like, the Gorgon has struck again! Yeah. I think that'll be kind of funny.
I think it would.
So, being slapped or not, boobs are just, they're just neat.
You just wish you had some. Wait a minute. No.
No. You kidding me? If guys had boobs, they'd never leave the house.
That's true.
Because, let's face it, everything guys do in life, work, poetry, music, art, whatever, it's all to get the boobs. Unless, of course, you're gay, then it's all about the dick. But anyway. But I digress.
Yeah, you did.
Autotune says, some guys do have boobs. Well, those are called moobs.
Moobs?
Man boobs. Moobs. Oh, I need a drink. Hold on a second.
And those are the ones they don't want.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want moobs. They want boobs.
Oh, hairy and stuff. Come on!
You know, I had a persona by the name of Hairy Nipples for a while.
Oh, good lord.
Just because it was funny.
Or so you thought.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and put the house back on the thing now.
Made me laugh.
Publish. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to block off the hot tub area. I mean, you can get...
Why?
Because it's not done.
Well, how are you ever going to get back in there to work on it?
There's a portal in there.
Oh, and
but
so...
But it's just... It's not done. I have had no inspiration to get it done. I mean, there's a hot tub in here. There's some trees. It just doesn't look good, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm just going to block it off. Alright, so I'll find something to block. I'll get one of those erudite bookcases, I guess.
Probably. So do you want the email I got from Endgame?
Yes, go right ahead.
This is more of a question for the show, something we could bring up.
Alright.
It's from Trista.
Trista.
Since Cho and Nathan are now house objects, this question should be a lead up to Frostfell, which we're a ways out, but they're working on Frostfell now, so what the hell?
Okay.
You know, Santa Clug is preparing his naughty and nice list. Where should he list Cho and Nathan, and why? Sure,
well, you know, they're not really naughty. They're not naughty. They're just highly annoying. I mean, I don't know really if that constitutes not getting them presents, unless, of course, you know, Cho and. Nathan's parents told them to knock it off, and then they disobeyed, and then, well, that would constitute it. But I don't know. Does being really annoying constitute not getting any presents?
I'm not sure. Now, Trista's got an alt that's creating a Frostville summer place,
mm-hmm.
And Cho and Nathan are currently encapsized in large jars.
I like it.
Trista, I really hope you did put some holes in the top of the lid. Or we're going to have zombie Cho and Nathan's running around.
Woohoo!
Well, that's in time for Night of the Dead. That would work.
Sure, why not? Speaking of Night of the Dead.
Yes.
Just so people remember, I think I told everyone last week. What was it? The 18th? We're going to have a special guest from Sony All Entertainment. Let me get that email up here.
And if I remember what True said, I think he said Night of the Dead is going to hit us on the 13th.
No, it's going to be hitting us the week after we have our guest. Let's see. Okay, we're going to have our guest on the 13th, and Night of the Dead goes live. Okay, it is going to go live on the 13th. So we're going to get him launch day. Oh, wait. I got this messed up. Hold on a second.
19th.
Okay. 13th. Okay. Our show is on the 11th, where Nathan McCall, a.k.a. Kathiel, game designer for EverQuest 2, will be appearing on the Deathless Silverwing Show for August the 11th. And Night of the Dead is going live on the 13th.
Okay.
So he'll be here just before launch of Night of the Dead.
sort of a spooktacular web podcast or radio cast or whatever you want to call it, the thing we do.
The Jethel Horror Silverwing Repo Silverwing Show, The Genetic Rotunga.
Okay.
I'd like to find a theater this year and do the Rocky Horror Show. Haven't done it in a few years.
Something we need to do. It's a need.
Well, it's either that or if they ever get Repo going as a
Shadowcast. Yeah, if we ever get a Shadowcast or Repo up here, I'm definitely going to see that. Because Terrence might be there.
Yeah.
You're just not into Terrence anymore, are you?
I never was.
Yes, you were. You wanted him.
Or is it Spooky Dan you like? Spooky Dan looks cool. I want to hang with him.
He's cool. He's very nice. Very soft-spoken guy, but very sweet. But yeah, I love his look. His look is just outrageous. Love it.
And of course, if you'd like to see what Spooky Dan looks like, you can go to kitthecore.org. Go to the top menu there, Elquin's Pages, and you can Elquin Goes Hollywood. And get all the pictures from Jethel's, from Elquin's visit to Hollywood, California.
Now, Spooky Dan just got through doing a music video with Terrence.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's BadassRussian.com.
BadassRussian.com.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I figured out who it was. They put it out there real quietly, didn't tell anybody, you know? And it was like, yeah, it's the eyes. His eyes give him away, sorry.
The eyes.
But other than that, it was like, damn good. Damn good makeup.
Nice.
Totally different from what he's normally doing, which is good. It's a good change.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Spooky Dan's camera work. You know, he filmed it and edited it and all that good stuff.
Oh, I'm glad to check that out. Now, what is that again?
BadassRussian.com.
BadassRussian.com. So we'll have to check that out later on.
Now, Spooky Dan did the music video. Shot it. He's got a nice camera, too. You know, one of those big ones?
Well, you know, they have, like, you know,
that are semi-professional, if not professional type, you know?
You know, they have stuff like, you know,
digital
money.
Cameras.
You know. Having money helps with having equipment.
Well, you know, he's doing it. I guess semi-professional, professional, whatever.
You know, he's a professional, huh?
I don't know what to call it. I don't want to insult the person by saying semi-professional if he feels he's doing it professionally, you know? I think if you get paid for it, you're doing professionally, so.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll just go professionally. Makes it better.
Now, we submitted a quest just after Last Night of the Dead. We'll see if they used it. I doubt it.
I doubt it,
but hey, we'll see. If they don't, well, you know, we'll ask Cathiel, you know, what the hell's wrong with them. And
well, who knows? Maybe not this time, maybe the next time, you know? I don't know how far in advance they plan these things. Apparently, long term, they've planned a lot of stuff. I mean, they were planning Frostfell for this year, last year, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why I submitted it right after last night of the Night of the Dead.
Maybe it just didn't fit into what they were planning already, you know?
Night of the Dead.
But it was funny at the time. I forgot what we submitted, but it was funny at the time.
We made a lot of references to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, and
like smearing yourself in the entrails of the dead so you smell dead so the zombies don't smell that you're alive.
And what's the Zombieland?
And Zombieland, yes, the double tab and shit like that. I want to know why Win-Win says New Hampshire for the win. I mean, I agree. I just don't know why she's saying it. Did we say something about New Hampshire?
Hampshire? Does she like a team from New Hampshire?
Well, we're both from New Hampshire. I mean, we grew up 20 miles apart from each other, but we didn't know each other. I think it would have been kind of neat to have Win-Win as a classmate.
would have been neat.
I think we would have hit it off. All right, so let's see here. Half an hour into the show, we're already out of stuff to talk.
Well, I've been working on my Rygor stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I've been slaving away, scrimping and saving, selling shinies, and running instances, mentoring down and running instances, and, selling crap, and saving up my coppers, and bit by bit, piece by piece, I've been buying the gems as I can, afford them at the lowest cost I can find.
Slowly I turned, step by step.
And I have all my Rygor pieces except the breastplate.
Ah.
Which is why a rock is supposed to help me go get it for all these stones that I'm doing.
Oh, well, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm going to hit him up for that. It was either that or he had to go with me to Gunk. And finish off that stuff, but I think I can handle that on my own.
Mm-hmm.
If not, well, I'd rather have a breastplate.
Like, whatever, man.
No, I really don't like... I mean, the only other choice I'm going to have is buying it on the friggin' auction, and I really, really don't want to do that. I'd like to work for it. I'd like to go kill the mobs for it. I'd like to be with the group who does it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it's
much
more satisfying than saying, yeah, I'll buy it off the auction.
I mean, hell, I've made no bones about it. I mean, Jethel was one of the best equipped rangers money could buy in EverQuest 1.
Not
so much in EQ2.
No, because you're dealing a lot with no drops, but still,
yeah.
You can buy them and you have to go loot them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that with a bow, and they're all congratulating me on buying this friggin' bow from their group.
Congratulations, you have platinum.
What's the congratulations for? What did I do besides show up with plat and win the bid?
Yeah.
Whoop. You know? Whoop-de-doo.
I know what you're saying. You wanna,
I really
you
think I paid
get
too much
yourself.
For the bow, but compared to one that's almost just like it that I can get from the Rygor faction. This one's just a smidge better, but...
Yeah. Next month on the Jethel Silverwing Show, we're going to have live as our guest, a gold farmer. No, kidding. A gold farmer. Hello, how are you, gold farmer? I just insulted a whole lot of Asian people, I think.
I can't smack him. No, these are raiding groups that go out and they raid, and any pieces that they can't use, they auction, throw it on the auction.
Yeah.
I was in a group that did the same thing. I don't know what we were doing. I think it was the Ice Well Keep.
Uh-huh.
And a piece dropped that none of us could use. And, it was like, hey, well, anybody mind us auctioning it off? No, go ahead. So we auctioned the damn piece off, and we split the plat between the six of us.
Mm.
I mean, I walked out of there with 35 plat or something.
Oh, there you go.
So that was nice. So I do know that when I buy something, the plat's being split up with the group who got it, but it's still... I'd rather be the group that's getting it. It means more to me.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
I worked for it. I mean, I'm working for the money to buy it. I mean, because, I'm picking up every friggin' shiny I see. I am, running different instances and the selling the items that I get on the vendor, just vendorizing them. And so that's,
yeah.
20 gold here, so on and so forth. And then what gold drops off the mobs that I'm killing. So it all adds up. I mean, at the end of the night, maybe I've got 50 or 60 plat on me for a night's work of hard work. But I don't know. It's just not the same. I just want to be good enough that when I join a group, they don't turn around and say, wow, we need more DPS. Oh, God. I mean, I can see it if I'm the only ranger in the group with some healers and a tank. Yeah, maybe we do need some more DPS outside of me. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying. It hasn't been easy. How's your mission to get, public quest armor going?
Let me see. I think the only thing I'm really missing is the breastplate, really. But, you know, there are two, kinds of the armor out there. I mean, I've got 95% public quest armor at this point, but some of it is the, some of it's the not-so-great stuff, some of it's the better stuff, but the breastplate is... I still have not seen the breastplate. Right now I'm using the chest piece of the Herd Defender. I'm not even sure where the hell I got that. But, that's going. That's what I got.
So you have Herd Defender armor.
Well, a breastplate anyway. And again, I'm not quite sure where I got that from. But apparently I defended a herd. A herd of what? Not sure. Oh, Trueplay is saying it's from the Griffin quests. Apparently it was a herd of griffins. Could have been worse. I could have gotten
a herd of cats.
It very well could have been a flock of seagulls.
No, that would be... You would end up having a breast defender of the flock or something. Mm. Not a herd.
And it would have been a hat. A really ugly hat. I ran so far away. Couldn't get away. Anyway, I think we're going to take a music break.
Already?
Yeah, why not?
Not bad, huh?
Well, I'm tired. I had a really, really rough day at work. So I'm tired. I really don't have a lot to talk about. So we're going to take a music break. We do have a brand new song. Brand new song is called Dragon Raiding Tonight.
Yeah, because I was out with, four other people, and we're beating up dragons in Vishon's Peak.
Mm-hmm. So you...
I love that. That's another thing I do love about this better gear.
And it is always nice being level 90.
Oh, just the four of us beating the crap out of four times leveled, four times group dragons, And I was like, well, there's four of us.
Yep.
And those are four times, so hey... There was some things we couldn't do because the scripting. You need people to go over and click this and do that while somebody else is doing this. And it's like, there's just four of us. There's no way we could do all that plus beat the mobs down. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was like, this is cool. I'm running out on Vishon's Peak. I'm beating up dragons. Yay!
Okay, well, we got a new song here. Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
Been waiting for this all week. 40-hour slaving, Saturday I'm saving. Got pizza rolls waiting on me. My energy be sinking, fat loot we be ganking.
La, la, la.
Tonight, climbing to the top of a virtual world. Tonight, and we're looting treasure chests from all over the world. I don't know where we're going, but we'll sure make a showing. Tonight, we're tied. Tonight, corpse far as the eye can see. We're stuffed with our pockets, a wig down on chalk. The last 3 hours are all fuzzy. No time for counting props, for busting out our pockets.
Of a virtual world. Tonight,
and we're looting treasure chests from all over the world. I don't know where we're going, but we'll sure make a showing.
Tonight, we're tied. Tonight.
There's just no stopping.
and keep the blue drop and keep the tank of the dragons go down. All night if we want to, hell yeah, we got to hack and slash, turn it inside out. Swords and daggers, thin ass or hackers, mages with magic, burn it all down. Rogues and rangers getting in dangers, priests keep it up while we take it all down.
Hey, we got a team and we're rolling this dungeon. Light coming up and here comes the sun, and nobody's going anywhere, there's more gold to get, let's go.
Tonight, tonight, climbing to the top of a virtual world. Tonight, tonight, and we're looting treasure chests from all over the world. I don't know where we're going, but we'll sure make a showing. Tonight, tonight, we're tied. Tonight, 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 we're tied. Tonight, 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 we're tied. Tonight. Let's go! Burn them down now! Yeah! Dragonmating tonight! Tonight! Climbing to the top of a virtual world! Tonight! Tonight! And we're looting treasure chests from all over the world! Swords and daggers, then master hackers, painted with magic, burn it all down! Rogues and rangers getting in danger, priests keep it up while they take it all down!
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
Alrighty, we have returned.
That always makes me laugh.
Lyra, indeed, a Frostfell elf.
They want to know where the stream went.
I am still encoding. So I'm still here.
Maybe she shut it off.
Let's see.
Or she lost it just as that was being broadcast. I don't know.
You're not broadcasting.
Broadcasting? Who's Brad?
There we go. I know. That's what I'm saying. We're not broadcasting. I mistyped. Alright, so, you wanted to talk about what people can do to make money.
Yes, and first of all, I want to give a shout out and thanks to my guild mate, Meeks. And Meeks, what Meeks has been doing, he's been going back through and getting, it's not the achievements. What's the one where it shows, you know, how many places you've been and, you know, what is that?
I don't know.
Shows the mobs you've killed. Big. You get achievements for doing, you know, all the quests in a zone or visiting, you know, exploration. Is that it? No, it's more than just that. It's more than just exploration.
I don't know. I know there were posters up all over the city.
Triumphs!
There we go.
So what he's been doing is going back and getting triumphs and AAs for content. And it was like, you know, he wanted some help and he wanted me to mentor down. And we went and kicked this crab's ass.
Kicking the crab ass? Is that what you're saying?
Kicked crab ass in the Island of Mar. I've never been into this instance because it was a 4x raid zone or something on a stupid, you know, crab.
Right.
And it's like, I'm never going to get 4 groups to go in with me to build kill a crab when I was at level. So it was like, So we went in there, just him and I. We were mentored to so he was green, and we kicked his butt.
Kicked his lily-livered crab ass.
And it was like, what?
Take that, you friggin' crustacean.
I couldn't believe it. This is a 4x raid monster, and we're doing this? Usually it's at least 2 groups or something, you know, if you're really good geared, but... What? This new gear stuff is, like, cool. We can go back and do stuff that we missed because we couldn't get anybody to go the first time around. As a matter of fact, I can go do stuff alone.
Well, you know what? Maybe it was just Zoidberg.
What do you mean Zoidberg?
Zoidberg from Futurama, the crab.
No, he's a lobster.
Are you sure you didn't just walk up to him and go, "Hello there"?
No.
Hello, friend, my good friend.
No.
Hey, wait a minute. Lyra said she had the mute button on, so, you know.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
So, you know, we had to make sure that she heard that.
You know. Oh, you're terrible.
It's very important when Smed actually mentions your name.
I know. Well, yeah, I've seen groups going in and doing PR. But, you know, I didn't even think about it. You know, I didn't think I could be doing that. So there's this one instance that I've been wanting to go into for a very long time because it has pages for books that I need to collect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one instance down in the bottom of the, Mysterious Lake in Island of Mar, underneath the Forsaken City.
Mm-hmm.
Darts of an Inn. It has all these snake ladies in there. And, you know, I went in there with Iliandria or Drell long, long time ago. It was just Herm and I.
Right.
I forgot what level we were, but they were green, and we couldn't do it. Paladin and a Ranger just couldn't do it. They were kicking our butts at the entrance.
Hmm.
So I never thought we could go back in there because this is a, you know, it's not a, you know, slouchy zone. And, so I mentioned it to Meeks, and he says, "Oh, yeah, sure." So we mentored down to 80 and proceeded to head that way. We tore up the zone.
You kicked the little crustacean buttocks!
Yeah, Naziria. Is that how you say it? So...
Nazara.
Yep. Meeks has been missing in action lately. He's probably moving. So I figure, well, you know, I bet you I could go down and do it. So I have. And, you know, I've been collecting pages, and I've got a few more books, and I got pages saved for him, and so, yeah, I'm selling the extra pages, and I'm any shinies I pick up, the loot that I get from that, I sell off, or, you know, the master spells I've been putting, you know, in the guild bank for them. But I'm just totally thrilled that I'm able to get into this older zone that I have never been able to get into because I never had a group to go in when I was level or even, you know, above. It's like you have a certain window to get into different instances and stuff of groups before the next content rolls out, because once that new content rolls out and everybody rolls into that, you don't see anybody running off doing the whole Silent City anymore.
No.
Or raid on Crushbone or anything. Everybody's past that, and you don't see a bunch of people going, "Well, we're going to go raiding tonight, we're going to mentor down to, we're going to take four groups and we're going to go do God King."
Right.
No. Nobody does it anymore. Nobody wants to do it. They're not interested. They want to go do stuff that's going to benefit them, you know, on a more physical now level. What can I get now that's going to upgrade me? I don't want to go and do old content.
Right.
Just to get achievement points or triumphs or...
But you know, that's one of the points that I brought up to Smed when he was on the show. Something I don't want to see happen in EQ 2 is what happened in EQ 1, and that's all these zones are now freaking vacant. They're all completely deserted, and I really don't want to see that happen. I would rather them revamp zones to be higher level or at the very least more difficult or whatever, and, you know, new content or something like that, rather than pumping out zone after zone after zone of, you know, completely new stuff.
I don't want to do new content
because
on the older stuff, huh? Because then I've got quests I'm just going to have to delete because the content's no longer there.
But then you have a shitload of zones that no one visits anymore.
You get gear that makes you strong enough to go into these, you know, harder zones that were hard at the time with a couple buddies. And you have a blast. You tear it up and you have a friggin' blast because you're doing damage on these mobs that are four times with a couple shots. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just...
Or change them somehow to make people want to go to them. You know, I just, you know, it fucking kills me every time I go into EQ1 and I never see a single friggin' person. You know?
I could see them taking the same content and making it harder and putting a choice on the door. You know? Okay. But still, would people go back to do the older content even if it was harder? Let's say they made a level 90 guck. Would anybody go to it?
Maybe. I've never been in guck. So I don't know. I really just don't want to see happen to EQ2 like happening to EQ1, where you have, you know, it's kind of like having New York City. Picture New York City with people only hanging out in Manhattan, and then the rest of the city is deserted. That's EverQuest 1 right now. 3/4 of the world is completely deserted.
Well, yeah, Lyra, most people only care about loot, but if they made the loot...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Worth
change
the challenge
the
of going and doing the older, harder content, like I said, a level 90 guck, okay? And the stuff you get is just as good as any other dungeon that is that level.
Mm-hmm.
But can they do that? Because that's changing the loot drops and everything else, and I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's just like... And then
there's the, why can't they put on the door, you know, okay, let's pick, you know, solo instance, because I just need to do this for this quest, group instance, raid instance, you know, then why don't they just do it all the way up for it then? But I'm saying, you know, with this newer Rygar gear, and thank you, True, because True, you know, I told True I had 2 stones. I mean, I could get 2 pieces of Rygar, or I could stay in my completed set of the public. And he says, no, go ahead and do it. It's worth it. And I went, okay, fine. I will break the set, and I will put on these 2 little pieces of Rygar armor, and we'll see. And I noticed a big difference. I think also at that time I crusted at 300 AA, and there was no end of game picture or movie or anything. But I do love my exploiting weakness. That is so sweet. I mean, I'm the writs that I'm doing are all in Eastern Wastes, and it's like I can one shot these things. You know, it's just insane. But I love it. I'm having a blast doing that. I don't know. So one way to get money is to look at and see what sort of places you can go back into if you mentor into to go do by yourself or a friend, and you guys can split the pot or something.
Yeah.
I was trying to run Unrust, but you can't do that with a single person. You need at least one other person to run Unrust, and I love the Unrust zone. I don't know why, but I always do. But I was a little nervous about going in there. Now, the other one I'm going to try, I think, is Fear.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, you know, I don't know how far I can get, because I can't remember all the scripted stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? What is that one, Lowkick? He's telling me to go do OOA. What the frig is OOA? I'm always screwed up on the acronyms. I had to ask what EOW was the other day. I was like, what's this one?
I don't know.
Something of War. I can't remember now.
Oh, the Obelisk of Aksur.
Oh, I hate that place.
Hate.
I've done that so many times with other people. They've always called me in because they have problems with the last guy for some reason.
Well, it's nice to be wanted, I guess.
I just answered the call of, hey, I need help. Okay, I'm coming.
Yeah. Okay, so Spider says, get back to topic. How do you make plat?
Well, like I said, you know, depending on what gear you've got, you're going to have to try the different zones that you can mentor into and do. You might be surprised at what you can do. And then pick up every friggin' shiny you see. I don't care if it's like you got to veer off a little bit to the left or the right. Pick the friggin' shiny up. Because when they have the double XP weekends, you'll be selling those like hotcakes. You won't have anything left, so you might as well, you know, stock up now and then put them up, because people will start buying them to, you know, level up their alts. And if they're cheap enough, they'll buy a bunch. Trust me. So there's another way. What else was I doing to make money? Selling Elkins Ranger services for killing mobs. No, nobody pays for me. Older tier shinies do sell better than new ones because nobody is out picking them up. I went to Unrest, and I picked up stuff from there, and pages and stuff that I've already had, and they just sold, flat out, sold quick, because it's older stuff and nobody's done it, you know, nobody's bothered to go back and do it, so they'll be poking around in the broker and say, oh, you know, I could use that, and they'll just pop it out and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Sweet.
And then if you can transmute, okay, you can always start selling that stuff on the broker. That makes pretty good coin, too.
But in all seriousness, there is no fast way to make lots of money. Put stuff on the broker and just
There's
wait.
Another way I've seen, but I haven't tried it yet because I've heard that some people are scamming.
What's that?
There's people that on the XP weekends are offering plat to have you mentor to them and power level them. But the only problem is I heard some people kind of scam you on it. They'll get you to power level and then they don't pay you. So always demand cash up front or plat up front. Now how, I don't know, is that against the rules?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think it is.
But that's one way I saw that you could, you know, make money for quite a bit of money in an hour or so of your time.
Hmm. Also, I would recommend live world events, stuff that is never going to be seen again. If there are any collectibles or items from merchants that are simply going to go away forever as soon as the event is over. Pick some of them up, and people, even if they're no drop, you can always place one in someone's house.
Yeah, I've seen people selling the transporter pads, and they're no drops.
Like I picked
no
up,
trades.
Yeah, I picked up the magic mouths, and I completely forgot that they were heirloom. So I've got a dozen of them in my packs right now. I'm like, oh great, what the hell am I going to do with these?
You can always put them up on the auction channel. Usually it's just the slash join auction on any of you guys' servers. And, you know, auction it off. Put it up for a price. You know, opening bid. If, you know, 5-10 plat. See what it goes. You know, either somebody will buy it or they won't.
Hmm.
But
of course
now, it's worth a shot.
Of course, now they have the signs, which I like better, actually.
Yeah. I didn't break cream out, but... You know, another thing is, yeah, those special items that you get, you know, for world events, or even the ones that are seasonal, if you're careful on your buys on what you get. And then usually wait till about a month or two. Like right now, if you have any Frostfell stuff, now's the time to get it on the broker.
Right,
because people are going to be wanting to make the Frostfell house, and
yep.
They're going to be going along going, wow, I'm out of this,
stuff.
Or I needed another bauble, or blah, blah, blah. Frostfell item, and they'll look on the broker, and lo and behold, you're going to have the item that they need. Ta-da.
Yep. And the Night of the Dead stuff is
that's coming up in a week. So I would, if you have any of that, I would have had it on the broker in August.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, if you have any stuff, I would might put it up because a lot of people might who are heavy decorators will say, well, you know, if I wait in a couple weeks, I'm going to have that. I'll have a chance to get it, or I'll have a chance to make it, or, you know.
I'm telling you, I mean, I tried to, due to my, my theater, I'm like, you know what, let's go ahead and make it a haunted theater. So I, you know, scrounged up some stuff for the, spider webs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran out, and I'm like, well, how much are these things on the merchant?
The candies?
Holy crap!
Now, you know why I stockpile my candy, and I put it back. I may not use it for the entire year, but I have it there, so if you needed some candy, you should have told me. But, yeah, the candy that you need to use to craft any of the Night of the Dead stuff, I've got stuff squirreled away.
Yeah.
Same thing with Erola's Mar Day. I've got that stuff squirreled away. I still have some Frostville stuff squirreled away, too, so I can just grab the bags and go. Mm. I learned from last year that's where you can make a lot of your money, too, is because all this new stuff's there, and a lot of people don't want to spend the time to gather all the stuff and crap. They just want to buy it off the broker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a lot of the stuff already saved from last year, you're one step ahead. You can zone in and start crafting those items and throw them up on the broker and make a decent profit.
Yep.
I mean, there's no quick and easy way to make plat unless you win it off the gobbledygiggle goober goblins.
Gibber goblins.
I don't even want to even start there.
Yeah, I just spent the last half hour gambling with him and I didn't get crap, so.
And you've gotten really close. If you ever win, I'll be totally surprised.
I have gotten five out of six so many times.
They need to increase the amount you win on a six on a five number.
Yeah, on a five number. That's because it's just ridiculous. I mean,
they just need to cut it. They just need just a little bit more of a taste here, guys, than what, 50 gold?
Yeah, something like that.
No, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a quarter of what's being stocked, you know, up there. That would be worthwhile.
But at the same time, you don't want to take away from the jackpot. At the same time, you don't want to take away from the jackpot.
Well,
and the jackpot depends on how many people are gambling.
Yeah, well, I still think you should have a pie, a portion of that pie if you get five numbers. You know?
You know what I mean.
Yep, and then there's repeatable daily quests.
Yeah.
You can do those. I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing writs to increase my faction in the other side of the fence faction since I moved over there. And when I'm doing it, I'm picking up every shiny. I'm grabbing every drop, every piece of meat, every gnoll tail I can get my fingers on. And, you know, what I don't put on the broker, I sell to the vendor, and I pocket all the money, and then I go back out again.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I can transmute, I'll transmute adept spells, but I won't transmute masters. I'll transmute some gear, otherwise it goes, you know, if it's no drop gear that I end up, you know, greeting on and end up winning, I'll transmute it.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a lot because, you know, either you find a friend who's a transmuter or you learn how to transmute so you can make adornments for your gear. Which is what I did because I didn't quite understand how adornments work and what choices I had. And I want to see, and I'm one of those people, I've got to see what I'm getting here, you know. So there's that. But hey, it's allowed me to make enough plat to, you know, buy all these friggin' gems. I mean, the most I spent was 95 plat on the ruby. On the lava ruby one. And that's the pants.
Pants.
Before that, it was 75 for the shoulders and on down through the pieces of gear.
Right.
Because I know there was no way I was going to get into a group that went into one of the zones that had the gem drop. I mean, I tried. I looked and I tried and it just wasn't going to work out. And so I just said, okay, fine, I'll make the money. I know how to make money in games, so I'll do it. And I'm still doing it.
And of course, you have the patience for it.
I'm sitting here making probably 300 crude blocks for a rock because he asked. Well, I've done that for you on Crema with trees.
Yeah.
Lord. After this, I don't think I want to see another block. I'll make him 300 plus, but that's it. Somebody else can make him blocks after that. I've done enough graffiti on his pyramid. Yeah. Let's hear that, or I'm going to have Crema make a sign, and I'll take it up there and plant it. Blocks by El Quintana.
There you go.
On a sign. And the sign points to the pyramid.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was funny, though. Yep, it's my way of putting graffiti on his pyramid by crafting his blocks. Well, I'm going to try I mean, the next dungeon I'm going to try sticking my nose in and see if I'm having any luck whatsoever is one of the gunk zones. Just see how, if I can handle it. If not, then I'll grab Meek and beg him and go, can we go do this? Maybe I should drag you into Unrest.
I'm just going through, where the fuck am I? Thundering Steps right now and just killing everything in sight. Just because I can.
Well, you see, like, in this public quest, you can get the things to transmute, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't too bad. Or I've even just flat out gotten the gear and transmuted the gear. Because in order to make some of the adornments that I need, I need distilled mana. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get distilled mana is a chance that you will get distilled mana if you transmute a fabled gear. Or if you take so many infused whatevers and craft them together, you can get a, I think it's 9 infused something or others for distilled mana. Which I'm going to have to do, and I've got 24 of those. But you know, that's a lot. I mean, you know.
You know, I wish they would allow rangers to shoot arrows while we're flying.
You can shoot arrows while you're running. You can auto-attack while you run.
Oh, I know, but I mean while you're flying.
No.
Nothing to do. Death from above! Would rock.
You can't auto-attack on your griffin.
No, you can't do anything on the griffin. You can't even escape. Okay, let's see here. If I land, I'm dead. If I stay up here, I really can't do anything. Well, pretty much screwed.
Fly off and try again.
Badgers.
There is Spider says that technically it's a bug, but you can.
Well, not anymore. You realize that the dev team listens to
start on the ground, auto attack, and jump into the air. I don't
know.
As you drop.
Well, yeah, you can hit escape as you're dropping.
Yeah, and then you can start
right
from above.
But again, that's not while you're flying.
You just want to strafe them.
Damn right.
You just want to come along and strafe the hell out of them.
Alright.
So, that's what I've been doing. I will say I do like the fact that I can go kill stuff in relatively short order anymore.
Well,
I don't know if it's the AAs or the gear or a combination of it, but I am stronger, it seems. But I'm still nothing compared to, you know, like Spiders. He's got Rangers in his group and stuff. I mean, I had somebody ask me, can you do 120k damage? And it's like, no. No. Not on a parse. Not yet. No, I'm not that way. But apparently there are rangers that can do that. And more.
Of course. Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money. I'm tired.
Okay.
Who was that?
Hmm? I think it was the TV.
Oh, I think we're done for tonight. I'm beat.
I didn't beat you. Honestly, I didn't do it.
Alright guys, remember, next week we have the brand new game. If you want to be involved in it, make sure your voice chat works. And we'll be looking for participants next week when we broadcast live from the AFK Tavern in Everett, Washington. And we'll be interviewing one of the owners. Interviewing one of the owners of the AFK Tavern, perhaps some of the waitresses. We'll have plenty to talk about, as we also have Brass as our special guest. Alright. Any shout outs tonight, Oakman?
How about one for Surgeon, which I saw tonight?
Oh, you saw him on tonight? I haven't seen him in a while. Alright, so a shout out to Surgeon. Spiders wants to know if we're going to get free food for advertising while broadcasting. Probably not.
Not.
Probably not, so...
That's not why we're doing it anyway.
No, we're doing it for something new to do, pretty much. Alright, folks, you have a good night. This is Jezel Show for the 20th of September. We'll see you next week live from the AFK Tavern. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jezel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jezel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.